on the manner in which it is used, and this should therefore be duly considered by those who think the preservation worth striving for. All the more is this the duty of everyone when it is remembered that all paternal states are indelibly impressed upon offspring, and that the best heirloom is a sound and vigorous constitution. How great a responsibility is here portrayed, one well worth our most serious, yes, our most religious consideration. To so guard these mortal bodies is to keep them in their highest state of development. Tremble ye when tempted to commit excesses of any kind, but much more so sexual excesses, for Dame Nature, however lenient, is sure to demand the penalty for violation of any of her laws, and the penalties for violation of her sexual laws are among the most terribly severe of all her punishments. Virtuous women sometimes accept sensual men. Aaron Burr, one of the greatest of sexual reprobates, completely and most desperately infatuated a great number of the first, most aristocratic, refined, intelligent, and pious ladies, rendering them literally beside themselves, and always enamored every lady he met. His biographer has more than once advertised to publish the love letters were received from these ladies, which were the most melting and loving imaginable, but was each time deterred by threats that if he did, he would be murdered. They well remembered how spellbound Burr had rendered them, and how ecstatic their expressions of love. Why? Simply because the extreme intensity and power of his passion in him enamored them. Here's a masculo-feminine law. We have given its rationale.